Let's return to that breath, deeply inhaling peace, activating that energy within each cell. And with the exhale, releasing every place within us, known and unknown, that is not of that peace. This peace is available, and with intent, we receive it. With intent, we activate more strongly that existence that is within us and within all. And we release through the exhale that which was stored, the places in us that could not process what happened. And so it stored hurt and pain and judgment and fear. Peace is a masterful energy that informs us from within. If this was all we did today together as a group, it would be sufficient. That is the power of this energy we call peace. It transforms. It transmutes, it elevates, and it heals. And placing your hands on your heart, palm on palm, you turn inward, for the world changes when you do. So the focus is strong, as if you could witness every cell lighting up with this peace. And you sense, experience, or imagine that every muscle and bone, organ and gland, every pathway of light, every fluid and structure, all functions of the physical body immersed within the energetic body are lighting up now. Peace is communicating through your entire system. And flipping your palms, placing the other palm on top, the heart begins to call to those places that are still dim. You, breathing with intent, are calling the peace to awaken within you. You are not only a keeper of the peace. You share this peace as you live and breathe and move through this beautiful garden. The garden we share with our entire family, all kingdoms, all relations. And your hand flips again. And now your heart and your brain and your gut, these three centers of great communication, are working in such harmony. These centers are awakening the remembrance of peace. And they invite you to hold an image or a memory where you felt great peace, a place in nature, an interaction with another animal or person, or a deeply connected moment with your own divine essence and this cosmic reality. With this one image or remembering, breathe now and breathe the peace in that and receive the peace from that. Notice that the memory, seen or unseen, whether it is felt or simply imagined or known, begins to brighten. The experience of peace and connection, of belonging and at-homeness, strengthens now. This will be the image or remembering that you return to in any moment that you begin to feel a shaking, a moving away from peace. This will be the anchor. And to strengthen you and your capacity to radiate peace, to breathe love, sense now that you are in your own light globe, your own energy field. And this biofield is surrounded by a brilliant white light, totally encased by the light of your own soul. This light is beautiful, brilliant, and moving. This is the energy of all that is as it shows up to guide you perfectly. Grow this light to 12 inches, creating a perfect boundary, and allow it to repair this beautiful light globe, your own boundary of energy, healing any tears, fissures, densities, bringing you back into harmony with the map of your own soul, your pure and innocent, connected energy. And when that is complete, open every pore. The cells of peace await this blessing of your own soul light, and breathe in this light through every layer of your aura. In through every pore, let it cascade through your body, your bones, your organs, your blood, through every pathway of light, into every cell and through it, washing the great peace known by your soul, activates the peace that you're breathing in even more fully. Your focus remains inward. This brilliant white lights you up here, now. You witness the luminous mastery of peace within your own being, and you remember that the world changes when you do. Coming out again to that boundary of white light, and in recognition that growing up human is challenging, that it brings many hurts and wounds, and it has offered many hurts and wounds. And so we ring this beautiful light globe with emerald green light, 12 inches, resting upon the white light of your soul, but not merging. And this ring of light represents the pure healing energy of the divine that moves and transmutes all wounding, that comes to the places of fear and judgment, of hatred turned inward. The world changes when you do, and the world exists within you. So all focus is internal now. And when you are ready, Invite that emerald green light. It is bright. It moves through the white with permission, gratitude, and love. Through every layer of your biofield, through the pores of your body, bringing that emerald green light to your brain, to your heart, to your gut, to every cell, to every particle, to every structure. This beautiful light goes to work in partnership with peace, also bringing peace to the physical body, to the emotional body, to the mental body, to the spiritual bodies. These beautiful energies of your soul light or this emerald green light know exactly what is required. It needs no direction from you. From time to time, when you feel emotion rising, you breathe deeply and you exhale through your mouth. Noticing energy moving, assisting it with a little lift of your chin from time to time. There is a great clearing of that which has been stored. The world changes when you do. Coming back to the outer ring, we call on the divine energy of grace. With the softest pink, again 12 inches. It is light, soft and fluffy, moving. This energy of grace partners well with your own soul light, with the healing energy of the divine. Invite it in. It comes through without mingling in color, through every layer of your energy, in through every pore. And this grace knows the places that have yet to receive in your being, those hidden spaces that are hidden even from you. This is the deep and dark bottom of the iceberg. Let grace move freely. There is nothing to do but breathe. Your focus is breathing in peace and letting anything else release. Nothing withstands the movement of grace, and it comes gently to welcome the places within you that have turned themselves away from life, from being seen. And it begins to sing, this grace, a beautiful song of belonging and understanding. And there is no place within you too dark, too shameful, too unwanted, or too exiled for grace. For this energy reaches far and wide and pulls this back, these parts of you, restoring them, integrating them, and back out to the boundary. The last ring of light is a bright, beautiful purple light. This is the light of spirit, the great spirit, the great mystery, God and goddess, source and wonder. And on the outer ring, it appears to be like a purple basketball. Your boundary of your light globe looks like a purple basketball, so that which floats by and comes to you bounces off, and yet it bounces with a dose of purple and pink and green. Bringing your hands even more strongly to your heart, reminding you that they are there, feeling the wonder of being able to take your own technology simply by placing hand upon hand upon heart with breath. In your purified energy, in this rarefied space, you recognize that you and all those who are here and all those who are listening at any time are here, each in their own beautifully sanctified cathedral of light. I am that. I am that. I am that. I am that peace. I am that healing energy. I am that grace. I am that energy that animates all life. I am that life. I am that family. I am every relation. I am in unity with every person. I am that who is without side, who is without country, who is without nationality, religion, conditioning of the societal myths they were raised within. I am that. I am that. I am that peace, inclusive harmony. I am that. I am that love, that grace that knows what is required by every aspect of life in this holy moment. The drops of rain, the decaying trees, the people fleeing, the people fighting, the people at home fleeing and fighting, the people at home comfortable, those hearts that are open, those hearts that are closed, everyone that has forgotten they belong to this one beautiful cosmic family. I am that. I focus strongly within, and the peace, the love, the grace, the healing. I am colorful. Unified. I am unified. I am one with. And so I am here, available, with my human family. I envision the world surrounded by the group soul, a ring of white light miles of white light, moving, brilliant, the harmonious picture of what life on this planet is to offer us. I am aware that this is the highest vision for this earth. And I notice that there is another beautiful ring of light, miles and miles long. It is emerald green, and it is the healing energy available to every particle of nature, including the human family, this unified family. All healing is possible, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, cultural, spiritual, all levels of mental healing. Everything is potential here. And yet there is another ring of beautiful pink, the softest grace, and this is the miracle unfolding. This is the synchronicity that cannot be understood. This is the shifting the transformation of a life in a single instant. This is the transformational potential of every human being. Grace knows the way to the miracle. And beyond this, miles and miles and miles, and within the purple energy, here comes the celestial realms, the angels, the luminous ones, the medicine teachers, the masters of light, the energies of love. Here the illumination brightens the entire sky as we could imagine. The cosmic energy is within this last ring, and there is no purple on the outside of this, for this knows itself as pure love and absolute harmony. It belongs to itself without exception. Return to your inner focus now. You are encircled by these energies that are available right now. The earth is surrounded by these energies which are available right now, and yet your focus as one who breathes love will simply stay centered on your own heart, breathing out love to your human family, to the beautiful garden, and to this cosmos. Part of the web, we will use the inner net to communicate fully with the cosmic ethernet. May I know that I am peace, so that all those who are fighting will remember this for themselves as well. Every time you breathe in all layers, and the earth mimics this. Focus strongly on the breathing. Every time you exhale anything that we are speaking of, peace, this peace goes and radiates out through your system, and the earth from her center radiates this out through this center. This is how this breathing love will work. So come in strongly with the breath. Breathing in, I am that peace. Breathing out, I am that peace. I am that strength. So all those who feel the shaking and the vulnerability of their situation may access this strength that lives within them. I breathe in this strength. My field is complete, total strength. And with my exhale, I share this through my own universe, knowing that the universe mimics my breath. I am this trust, so that all who are deeply mistrustful of the other side, of God itself, of other humans that are deeply trustful, that help will come, mistrustful. I breathe this trust now through their bodies, through their fields. For when I breathe through my field, I breathe through all fields. I am this trust. I am this generosity. For all those in need and all those who are stingy, withholding, I breathe such generosity that all life remembers we are interconnected, we are one body, that we may serve freely and easily, and that this beautiful cosmic mother will replenish everything that is given. I am so nourished with my generosity. I receive so freely, I give so freely. I am the deepest love love without condition, love without boundary, love without exception. I love the aggressors. I love the victims. I love those who are harming and those who are being harmed. I love those who are mentally stable and those who are mentally unstable. I love those connected deeply with their heart. I love those that have seemingly lost connection with their humanness. I am this cosmic love, and I breathe this in. Every cell, particle, and wave lights with this love. I am the cosmic mother. I am this divine father. I care for every child, every relation, every kingdom, without exception and with great joy. I breathe this love so fully in every cell, and as I exhale through my universe, it moves. This is the love beyond understanding. This is the love beyond human understanding. I am this love. I breathe this love. I am comfort for all who are feeling great distress, physical, emotional, mental, hardship, for all those who are in a torturous place of not knowing if they will live or die, make it to safety, be fed, be housed, who do not know if their family, their friends, their countrymen will be helped. I am total comfort, and I hold that comfort so strongly that all those who feel a lack of comfort may know this. My generous nature, my nature of love, shares it with every exhale. And I breathe deep. And I exhale sometimes through my mouth. For I remember where I am. I am in my light globe. The world changes when I do. I am the universe now. Strong inner focus. I do not direct the soul light of my own being, the grace of the divine, the healing presence of the emerald green, or the great mystery and all the celestial presences. I direct nothing, and I am everything. And so I breathe here. I am harmony. And I travel in this moment towards a potential future. And I see this future where borders are managed through relationship, reciprocity, mutual respect, kindness, generosity, and love, where food is shared, where homes are shared, where all are in partnership, caring for the earth, restoring the damage that was done. I see a world where people move freely and with safety and comfort. That those who were once enemies of the state, of the country, are now compadres. Welcome to share a meal, to share some laughter, to share some tears, to recognize the insanity of separation, of fighting, of harm to the environment. The reparation is fully in process. I breathe this through. I hold this image. I am this universe. I witness the children, safe, happy, learning outside of the box. New systems have emerged. Wellness is the focus, not illness. All traditions begin to mix and mingle, so the wisdom that has been held by the elders, by the wisdom keepers, is being shared freely. There is a new way of prosperity. All feel levels of safety, comfort, needs are met. There are temples and shrines that recognize the beautiful capacity to relate as one family, cathedrals to the focus of belonging as one human family. And there are spaces that any tradition of wisdom may be celebrated, and yet there are open doors, and all may come and learn and participate. This is a culture of welcome, love, and respect. This is what I breathe through my universe, through my cosmic egg in this moment. I am this truth. I am this center of peace. I am this love and harmony. I am this comfort and care. I am this generosity. I am this respect. I have come into the right relationship with all of my family members. I am responsible for the well-being of this family and this planet. I am that. I am that. I am that. And I remember now that in moments where I shake, where I fear and hurt, where I judge and hate, that I, as the world that may change, may come back into this harmonized space, ring my light globe with the white, the green, the soft pink, and the purple, that I may come deeply with my hands on my heart and organize my system so that I am a center of peace that can breathe love, reminding every cell that had forgotten for a moment. And when I do this, I know that my partner, the cosmic earth, will ring herself and breathe with me. For this is how I breathe love, breathe peace, breathe courage, and breathe support to every person, to every kingdom, to every particle and wave of this beautiful garden. I am that. I am the restorer of peace in my world. I have deep gratitude for knowing this truth, and knowing this power, and knowing that I belong within these rings of light. May I be a benevolent presence to this beautiful earth.